Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. We have as our guest this morning Sabine Brandt, and she is with NobilityCoaching.com. You can reach her at Sabine at NobilityCoaching.com. Nobility, not mobility. And although if you're noble, you're mobile. And Sabine is a bridge builder. She is a certified life coach. She is a facilitator also of the Four Elements of Success Path Elements Profile. And she specializes in assisting Christian entrepreneurs in bridging the gap between being a full-time corporate employee and working for themselves. Whether someone already has a business idea or needs help in clearly defining the business God is calling them to start, Sabine helps her clients create their business mission and vision, as well as successful exit strategies from their current careers. And she works with her coaching clients, and she specializes in the areas of leadership and IT project success. So welcome, Sabine. We're so glad to have you this morning.
Thank you, Laurie Beth, for this wonderful introduction. I'm so honored to be on your show. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, we have a lot to talk about. Statistics say that somewhere between 60 and 70% of people are not happy in their current employment, and they wish they were doing something else. And you are that specialist that helps them define the something else and also build that bridge into their dreamed of future. So what inspired your business?
You know, I really believe that my calling has been with me since birth. I may not have realized it that long ago, but what really made me step into coaching is, you know, I worked for nearly two decades as a corporate leader, and like you mentioned, seeing so many unhappy employees and people that are operating outside of their strengths and not in line with their calling, it's really what inspired me to move into coaching. I think the gift of teaching, coaching, mentoring, that has been with me all along. And, you know, when I was a child, I actually wanted to be a teacher, believe it or not. I never pursued that as a career, but I think it's been there all along. But the reason I started my company is, A, you know, wanting to fulfill that passion of helping others step into their potential. That was such a strong drive for me. I couldn't escape that. It was just a recurring theme for me. And then coupled with one of my core values being freedom, I really had the desire to work for myself, to set my own schedule and so forth. And so throughout my own journey, combining all those elements is what formed my business.
Well, you use the core value of freedom, and that leads me to ask, what are your path elements? What elements are you mostly?
I'm a fire earth. So I move very quickly. I'm always on the go. But, you know, I also have a strength finder, strength of achiever. So I drive pretty hard. I'm always setting goals, always moving forward. Can't sit still for long. But then there's the earth element, which also makes me very organized, also very structured, very focused. The two of them don't always get along, because usually my fire element wants to move faster than my earth. But I have learned to balance the two.
It's such a beautiful combination. I mean, you guys are the Sherman tanks. You set the coordinates and you get it done no matter what. I mean, it's so powerful. So what sets you apart from other businesses with a similar focus?
There's really a couple of things. You know, I serve a predominantly Christian audience. That doesn't mean you have to be a Christian to work with me. But, you know, my programs are faith-based. So that is the foundation on which I built my business. The other thing is there's lots of business coaches out there. What I focus on is kind of that pre-startup or early startup phase. In a lot of cases, there are clients that are still employed full-time or at least part-time that either have an idea that they want to start a business or feel called to start a business, but they're not sure how to monetize their skills, their experience, and really turn that into a business idea. But I really focus on that visionary aspect right at the beginning. I don't necessarily focus on all the details of, you know, how to build a business, the logistics thereof. That's not my scope.
Right. So that incubation phase, or that, you know, that tiny spark that needs hands cupped around it in order to turn into a flame, into a sustainable flame, that's kind of where you fit in, it sounds like. So can you give us an example, without naming names, of a recent client you helped transition?
Yeah, certainly. One of my clients was working full-time and knew they wanted to start a business, didn't know exactly how to, A, clarify what that business vision looks like. They had a general idea of what field or what industry they wanted to be in, but needed help in bringing clarity to that vision and how that fit with their strengths. And so I helped them work through that process. And you talk a lot about that in your book, The Path. It's a similar process, not exactly the same, obviously. But I walk them through, you know, discovering, you know, what are your core values? What are your strengths? How does your business idea fit those things? And how do you really create a mission and vision for your business that is a perfect fit for you? So we walked over the course of a year, walked through that process, and then I helped her put kind of the foundation blocks into place as far as the logistics, what kind of business entity would be best suited. In this case, it was a nonprofit. You know, what we walked through, what is your ideal target market? What does your ideal customer look like? And the process of kind of building that core foundation that she can take and then build upon in the years to come.
So what does someone need to start a business?
You know, from my perspective, I think there's really three key ingredients, and they don't have as much to do with logistics as they do with really understanding what it is you're going to do and why. So I would say that the three key ingredients for me are mission, really understanding what it is that you're pursuing. I see a lot of entrepreneurs that pursue business ideas that are really based on what made someone else successful rather than, you know, what they are called to do. So they run down a certain path and they fail because they didn't have that greater why of starting that business. And in the long run, they can't sustain it. So I help them really figure out what is your mission rather than picking someone else's idea and trying to pursue that. The second piece is having a strong vision of where are you going, not just I'm going to start a business and then we'll see, but really putting a vision in place of where do you see yourself a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and helping them to think ahead, think big, so to speak. And the third piece for me is determination. I see a lot of people give up far too easily. They try one thing, it doesn't work out, and they give up. And they go back to their corporate job, and they give up on their idea and their dream. One of my roles as a coach is to really motivate them and not let them give up, to make them want to persevere and hang in there and keep trying. If the first three things don't work out, try again. So those are, for me, the three main ingredients, and that's aside from, you know, which business entity do I choose, how do I organize myself from a technology standpoint and so forth. I think to have that foundation is really critical.
Well, you just named some really key
principles, and I hear the fire in you saying you need to get clear, and I hear the earth in you saying don't give up. You know, you've got to establish the roots, you've got to establish the habits that are going to lead to long-term success. So let me ask you a question. You know, everybody talks about the economy, although it is getting better according to the statistics, but what would you say if someone asks, is this a good time to start a business?
You know, I'm, as a Christian, I believe, you know, the economy in heaven is always great. So I'm really not someone who believes in limitations. I believe that if you have a divinely inspired mission that you're called to pursue, that God will lift you up and help you accomplish that mission, and really it's not dependent on what the earthly economy might say. And I have seen plenty of people do that, where others said, oh my gosh, what are you thinking? And they went ahead and they followed God's call, and they were extremely successful. So from my perspective, there's never a bad time to start a business.
You know, that is so true. I think about the nuns in this country who really established the hospital systems, that, you know, went into an area, saw a need, and then just moved heaven and earth, literally, to make those needs, help those needs get met. And, you know, they didn't have government money back then. They sometimes the Pope didn't even know what they were doing half the time. And you know, that persistence and that clarity is so important. So what do you think has led to your success? We've got just maybe a minute, and then leave me the last 15 seconds to close out, if you will.
Sounds good. What has led to my success? I think the strongest element is probably my perseverance. I'm definitely a warrior. I do not give up easily. I've come a long way. I was born and grew up in Germany. And I came to this country with hopes and dreams and a new husband. And I worked my way up from the bottom, and I just was determined to just keep going. I knew God had a great plan for me, and I was determined to find out what that plan is. I didn't always know what it was, but I just kept working on myself, praying about it. And eventually, you know, the doors opened.
That's great. We're running out of time here, but you can hear, listeners, you can hear the determination in her voice and the clarity that she has. Sabine@nobilitycoaching.com. Sabine, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Laura Beth. It's been a pleasure.
Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.